So Assad is protecting his own clan, the Alawites, and the remaining Christians and Catholics in Syria. If there's no Assad, what's going to happen to the Christian populations in Syria? They're going to be martyred. That's what's going to happen. It's already happened in Iraq. Over two-thirds of the Christian population in Iraq that was being protected by Saddam have either moved, fled, become refugees, or were killed. Nice job. Now we're trying to do it as an encore. So why do I have Catholics that I know and Christians that I know and evangelicals that I know chanting, USA, USA, when Donald J. Trump, after receiving tearful exhortations from his daughter Ivanka, tries to kneecap the man in the army that stands between ISIS controlling Syria and decimating those Christian populations? It's almost as though we want to bring about the end of days. It's almost as though some people are actually pining away for it and are trying to bring about the end of days. Why? Because we think it's okay. So here's the CBS News poll. I got to tell you, this is shocking stuff here. I used to say, and I will say from time to time, if you're driving, pull over. If you're standing, sit down. What mark, CBS News, this was on the news last night, here's the print version. What Americans think about the U.S. strike on Syria? If you want a, folks, if you want a sobering assessment of where we are today as a people, this is a good little signpost here of who we are. 57% of Americans approve of the airstrike against Syrian military targets, calling immoral the Syrian regime's use of chemical weapons that led to the strike. But most are leery of any military involvement beyond airstrikes, a CBS News poll shows. You know, here's how it breaks down. You got a total figure, you got Democrats, you got independents, you got Republicans. If I asked you, which of these three political categorizations, independent, Democrat, Republican, is the most excited about lobbing 59 Tomahawk missiles into Syria, you probably would answer what? Well, miniature, if the independent, no. Shocker, right? Republicans. Now, wait a minute. I thought that Republicans were principally made up of people that were good people, Christian people, moral people, constitutionalists. What we need to do is get back to the Constitution, right? Constitutionalists, strict constructionists, they call themselves. 84%. If you've wondered, Kim Floyd guessed it right. All right, Kim. Get the first gold star of the day. But since you typed it in a chat room with more than one person in it, that's a we. Kidding. Total is 57%. Now, again, now look at this. Only 40% of Democrats. So that means there's a majority of Democrats that say no. Now, what does that mean? If someone is in Syria, if a Christian is in Syria and is going, what is wrong with these idiots? Assad is trying to protect us. For heaven's sake, stop the madness. They're not going to look at the breakdown between Republicans, independents, and Democrats. They're going to look at what we said. We? Who's we? 52% of independents say, USA, USA. 84% of Republicans. Here's the disapprove. 36% of the total, 53% of Democrats, 38% of Independents, and 11% of Republicans. I ask you, aren't many of you, if you're listening to this show right now, it's a very good chance that you are registered as a, or once upon a time were registered as a Republican. If you still are and still run in those circles, you're in an 11% minority. Put that to you another way. You might as well not even exist. And of course, we all know what happens when an American president chooses to go to war. CBS News, Trump's overall approval rating edged up, though most respondents voice unease about his approach in Syria going forward. Why? You got a Navy cruiser, you've got Navy destroyers out there in the Persian Gulf. Soldiers right now, even though Trump says, look, listen, we're not going into Syria, okay? Believe me. That's what he told Michael Goodwin at the New York Post yesterday. We're not going into Syria. Well, why are there reports then of troops being mobilized and shipped so they can be put into position to go into Syria? It's madness, folks. It's absolute madness. Now, this is how your average American thinks as well. Only 18% of Americans that say, we are justified in using air-delivered ordnance to kill people in third-world countries that most people can't find on a map. When, now, wait a minute now. We draw the line. We draw the line when it comes to putting our boys in uniform there. Oh, okay, so it's okay to kill, bomb, maim, and destroy from a distance. But it's not okay to kill, bomb, maim, destroy. What they used to say in the Olympics, up close and personal. Oh, I got it. Well, Minister Church, you don't want to put any life at risk. No, no, let's not do that. Let's have a bunch of kids in trailers somewhere in the middle of the Nevada desert playing drone warrior. Here's the actual numbers. How far are you willing? Here's the question. How far are you willing to see the U.S. go in Syria? Full military involvement with ground troops, 18%. That's madness. Almost 20%, almost one-fifth of fellow citizens want to get into another ground war in Asia. Even the Sicilian from the Princess Bride knew what folly that was. Of course, we don't have any recent experience doing that, do we? No. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe in Afghanistan. What are we in, the 16th year now of the war in Afghanistan? What are generals now telling President Trump? Well, Mr. Trump, please, there's really no way to bring the conflict to an end. You could leave. Yeah, but if we leave, then the Taliban comes in and takes over. So they took over before. Gee, I wonder how that happened. Can you say Mujahideen? Only airstrikes, but no ground troops, 30%. Only diplomatic talks, no further military action. Here's the bright spot of the poll, 26%, and the other bright spot, barely illuminated, no U.S. involvement at all, 15%. 7 in 10 Americans think Mr. Trump needs to get authorization from Congress. Well, there's a novel idea, isn't it? What about the 30% that say that he doesn't? Almost 40% of Republicans say no presidential no congressional authorization required. You can bomb indiscriminately anyone you want, anywhere, if we think It's moral. Here's the Syrian government's use of chemical weapons is. Now, the jury and the evidence is still out. There has been no conclusive report ever cited that the Syrian government uses chemical weapons. Now, there are reports that say that chemical weapons have been used. You got to remember, there's a war going on there. As Kevin Gutzman said in yesterday's Constitution Hour, which is up on the website at crusadechannel.com, it's probably a safe bet that both sides have, in some instances, used chemical weapons. But so what? They're using them on each other. That's not in the, quote, national interest or, quote, vital interest, close quote, of the United States. This is where I find the we just pathetically shocking. Now, the Syrian government is using chemical weapons. All right. Well, we have treaties that say you can't use chemical weapons. There are treaties now that say you can't use landmines, you can't blow people's limbs, or you can't blow men's legs off of their bodies. Landmines are still out there, but you're not supposed to make any new ones. It was a horrible form of warfare that claimed the lives and the limbs of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, soldiers during World War I and World War II. So an agreement was made in Geneva. Look, let's get warring countries, can we please agree no more landmines? A similar agreement has been made to not use chemical weapons. I personally think this is much ado about nothing. Why is one form of death preferable to another? Why is choosing to kill someone with a 50 caliber bullet that goes through his heart and then takes and leaves a cavity the size of his heart preferable to being gassed? Well, I mean, the church are suffering. Okay, what if the 50 caliber bullet misses the heart? Goes to the belly, the abdomen. He won't die immediately. Oh, no, he'll bleed and suffer. Heaven knows for how long. Watch some of these war movies like Hacksaw Ridge. Do you see how long those guys were up on that ridge, had their legs and their arms blown to smithereens and blown off, and yet didn't die? In other words, killing is killing. But we seem to have regimented or had to have segregated one form of killing and made it preferable to another. What's God's commandment? Thou shalt not murder. Does he say thou shalt not chemical weapon murder? No. He's very clear. Thou shalt not murder. Now, when defense is necessary, there are instances where killing another human being has to be done. There are just wars. There are wars that are fought for just causes. There certainly are. Syrian government's use of chemical weapons, immoral and a direct threat to the United States. 45% of Americans say yes. Explain the direct threat to the United States for me. Now, maybe if the Canadians had, or if the Canadians were gassing their people on the border of Niagara Falls... The Horseshoe side of Niagara Falls is in Canada, just as a reference point. Maybe if the Mexicans, if we had evidence that the cartels were using sarin gas strikes on Mexicans in the Chihuahua state or territory of Mexico, maybe. Why is this a direct threat? It's immoral, but not a direct threat to the U.S., 42%. Not a concern either way, 7%. I have to ask the question, what about the immorality or the immoral taking of life inside Planned Parenthood abortuariums? What about that? I wonder if you broke a poll down, what the numbers would be for that. That doesn't happen in Syria. Well, I'm sure it does, but it does happen in Austin. It does happen in New York City.
New York City?
Yep, New York City. It does happen in Los Angeles. It does happen in Miami. Unfortunately, it will happen today, right across the lake from here, in New Orleans, right? What about that immorality? We have selective morality. And the reason why we have selective morality is because ideas have consequences. And because we have inoculated ourselves, not by anything that we've done, inoculated ourselves by use of an elixir of our own creation. It's called Americanism. Americanism says that the United States is so star-spangled, amazing, and awesome that even if we do something immoral, it's less immoral than anything anyone else does. You see? You get that? So when you get to the judgment day, to the judgment seat, and God goes, you did all these immoral things. And you go like, but Mitter God, come on. No, Mitter God, please. Mitter Peter, please. Mitter St. Peter, please. You must understand. I was an American when I did that. It wasn't really wrong, per se. I mean, it was kind of wrong, but it wasn't nearly as wrong as what they do over in Syria or in Russia or in China. I started this off and kind of gave a little bit of a nod and a hat tip to solidarity and why solidarity matters. And now you may begin to start seeing why I started with solidarity and why I think it matters. If you have solidarity, well then, what's immoral in America is immoral in China. Why? Because God's law covers the planet. It doesn't cover a nation or a people. It covers us all. I think I read somewhere in a gospel, some kind of command that was issued before the ascension that, now, go out and teach all men of all nations what I have taught you. Now, maybe there's a footnote there. Yeah, but he didn't mean all, as in all. He meant all the cool people. Not the Chinese, not the Syrians, not the Russians, not the Mexicans.